Welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. On this podcast, Laura
and Shelby, both board-certified nurse coaches, show you how to make as much money as you want in private practice as a nurse coach.
Hey, welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. If you're watching video, my dog Ginger has decided to join our podcast today. She will be in the background. I suggest going on over to YouTube if you're listening to this on audio only because she's adorable and I'm not going to get up and make her go out of the room. Happy Monday. Today, I'm going to do something different. It's just me. And I had on my list that I needed to record a podcast episode, and I usually prepare and create scripts and have some frameworks, but I'm going to just shoot from the hip today. So this is going to be Laura unfiltered, raw, talking about, I guess, like what I would talk about if somebody just started interviewing me about being a business coach for the last 4 years and what frustrates me with clients and what I wish I could do more for clients and like the my own conundrums around, are we doing the best that we can do and how can we do better and always trying to learn and be up to date on what's happening in the coaching industry. I'm going to throw all that into an episode in hopes that some part helps you. I was doing calls yesterday. I had 4 calls yesterday. Every once in a while, we offer like community calls. They're not application calls. So these weren't nurse coaches contacting us because they wanted to enroll and we weren't enrolling them. I was serving. And I did 4 of these calls yesterday. And one of the biggest misnomers, and I remember this, is thinking as soon as I get my business set up, I just need to put myself out there. And so I want to talk about why putting ourselves out there, it's just not enough, right? Like just because we open our doors, just because we launch a website, just because we do one post on the internet and tell people that we are now accepting clients, we're open for business, that is not enough. People do not come and knocking down on your door. And this is where the freakout happens. This is where the thoughts are like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, how am I going to find clients? I don't know. Maybe I should start a podcast. I know I need to do some marketing. What are other coaches doing? And then from the outside, we kind of look at what they're doing. And we think we have to do that with zero awareness, education, or skill set around what this stage actually looks like and what is the next best steps. So, you know, the successful nurse coach method, the first part of it is connect. So we're going to talk a little bit about this in some different ways. And what I find is that a lot of you will do posts and you'll say something like, I'm offering some free coaching to the community. Comment below if you want to book a call, or maybe you'll even put your scheduling link there. And then you'll say, but no one's booking, Laura. It's not working. Nobody wants coaching. And I know we've said this in many different podcast episodes, but 98% of the people who pay you your first year are going to be because you asked them directly. So I'm going to make this distinction here about putting yourself out there, being a lighthouse, telling everybody, I'm open, I'm open, I'm open, hoping that people come towards you. When in reality, when you start a business, you're obscure. You have no brand awareness. Nobody knows that you're a coach. Nobody sees you as a coach. You're starting brand new. And while the doors are open, the lighthouse method doesn't work at this stage. This is where being a tugboat is your best bet. It's your only bet. It really, really is. You got a tugboat first. And what does tugboat include? Well, it means that you have to go out, ask people directly a yes, no question. Do you want to come have a coaching session with me and bring them back in to experience your coaching? And in the course, we talk about this process being incredibly frustrating, and I'm going to tell you why. Well, a lot of you don't want to do that because you don't want to inbox people and be salesy, okay? But you have to. You have to be a tugboat. You have to directly invite people into your coaching practice. I have 300 plus nurse coaches, I've never seen anybody become successful without mastering this. So this, for those of you listening who haven't done it yet, this is a non-negotiable skill that you will have to decide to get good at. You will not have to do it forever. You cannot skip it. There's nuances and ways to massage this and do this in different ways, but essentially, you're going to have to be directly asking people, do you want to come have a coaching session with me? And you're going to have to be open for them to say no or to ghost you. And in fact, that will happen more than the other. Like, you're going to get way more no's and ghosts than you're going to get yes. So I'm going to, from our course, from our preceptorship course, I'm going to pull up some samples we have of voice memos that you can send to people that you know. This is best done with people who are warm or who've been interacting with some of your posts, or maybe old coworkers or people you went to school with. These are great for acquaintances. It's also okay for a stranger that isn't totally cold, like somebody that you have some connection to. This is not what you don't want to do this to 100 strangers every day and go to the weird inbox, right? Like I'm getting so many weird inboxed messages from cold people trying to sell me VA stuff or appointment setters. And I just block them immediately because they're doing it wrong. And it's kind of like this spray and pray method. It's like, well, if I just inbox 1,000 people a month, eventually someone will say yes. And that's totally true. But I know that you guys listening to that right now are thinking, I would rather shove a pencil in my eye than be the weird inbox person. And we don't want you to sell transformation in that way. We want you to sell it in a way that you find a rhythm where there's this dependable thing that you can do to create clients in your business that simultaneously makes the world a better place. It's this service-based approach. So I'm going to read you some of the sample voice memos that we have in the course. Because I find that a lot of you, I hear this all the time, I'll give an example of what you could say, and I go, oh, Laura, if I could just say that, like, I just can't find the words. Same. I couldn't find the words either. We don't have the words. We don't have the language. We haven't had enough examples. We don't know what this could look like to do it in a good way. So I'm going to give you guys some examples here. I'm going to use the name Susie. Hi, Susie. Thank you so much for your support on my post the other day. I have 2 pro bono sessions this month, and I wanted to offer one of them to you. Don't worry, I'm not going to sell you anything. This is just how I'm marketing my business in the community instead of paying for ads. And my only ask is that if it's awesome, which most of the time it is, that you write me a testimonial. Do you have time within the next week to connect if this is something you're interested in? And that would be a voice memo so that you can hear my voice. I'm speaking to you not professionally or polished. I'm speaking to you like I already know you. I'm inherently assuming rapport through, and I'm going first. And my tone makes you feel, oh, good, she's not going to try to pitch me something or she's not going to be weird. Like I disarm you with my authenticity and being really upfront and transparent about why I'm in your inbox. I'm in your inbox because I'm building my business, but I build my business this way instead of this other way. And I thought of you. And I've asked directly, do you have time this next week to connect? So now there's no, it's not like, I didn't ask her, are you interested? I asked her, do you have time this next week to connect? And so then the answer for her is either going to be, I don't have time next week, or I am not interested, or she won't respond, or she'll say, yes, absolutely. How can I book? That's a direct invite. It is an action that requires you to be rejected. It's not, if you ever want to call, just if you ever want a coaching call, let me know. That's not a direct invite. And that's usually the tone and the way that we do it because we don't want to be rejected. Now, here's the thing. People will say, Laura, but you just said I'm not trying to sell you anything, but I am trying to sell coaching. So is this a bait and switch? No, it's not. It's not a bait and switch. And I'm going to tell you why. And this is your own internal work you have to do. Because the way that we build our businesses, this is what I did yesterday. I served 4 people yesterday. I sent them all emails this morning. I gave them some value and some free resources. They all need a coach, and I'm a coach. So there is a chance that they're going to hire me or my business or one of my coaches. But in the meantime, I'm serving them, and I'm trusting that if it's meant to be, they'll come back and ask more about some of our programs. And some of them, I said, you'd be great for this thing. I'm going to give you a link so you can check it out. But I didn't ask them on this call, hey, do you want to enroll today? You have 24 hours to decide. That would have been a bait and switch. Okay. So it's like a slower process. We teach that you give everybody 2 hours of free coaching with a homework assignment in between. So before the question is ever asked, do you want to work with me and exchange money? We're giving 2 hours of our time, which by the way, is worth about $500. So when we're asking you to connect and invite, what we're asking you to do is find people that you can give $500 worth of value to in your world. That's your job their first year. How can you give $500 worth of value or more to as many people as possible? That's the goal. Now, you've heard us say this 1,000 times, but at the end of powerful conversation number 2, there is a bridge to the possible proposal, and it is only done with permission because we've already told them, I'm not going to try to sell you anything. We also don't want to leave them hanging because oftentimes, once you've had 2 hours of coaching, you can sense something shifting that you didn't even know you needed. And we also don't want to leave them hanging. So towards the end of that conversation, if you, the nurse coach, can't think you can help them and you want to help them, say something like, awesome, we're at the end of our second call. I have a question for you. Do you want to hear what it could look like to work professionally with me? Or I promised you I wouldn't sell you anything, or we can kind of come up with a plan for you to do this on your own and like get you into the right direction. Most of the time, they're going to say, I'd like to know what it would look like. And then you go into your proposal. So it is always with permission. We are willing to serve for 2 hours and let them go. But if they are interested in what it could look like, we are also ready to propose and to advocate for them to work with us if they want to. And this is the process we get excellent at. We get excellent at going out into the community, tugboating people in, giving them $500 worth of value, loving on them, believing in them, being a healing presence, raising the consciousness of the world, these calls at a time. And the after effect is, and with permission, if you want to know what it could look like, I'm willing to do that then, but then only. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars have been made this way in the nurse coaching industry. In fact, any nurse coach that you currently look up to that's making any kind of money has been coached by Shelby and I. I can say that with, I don't know, almost 99% certainty. And it's not because we're perfect. It's because we did the research and we created the right kind of a framework and system for most nurse coaches. And we have data. This works. This works if you work it. It does not work if you don't work it. It doesn't work if you don't work it. It's so strange. So I want you to pause here. And I want you to think about this idea of putting yourself out there and how it's not enough. It is like saying that you want to be a professional swimmer and putting on your swimsuit and sitting on the edge of the pool and wondering why you aren't doing well. You've got to commit jumping into the water, which is that connection, and beginning to swim, which is that invite. Because it's hours in the coaching seat with different humans that's going to accelerate your confidence, create all of your clarity, make your product undeniably valuable, and put the wind in your business sails. There's no other fuel for this. Now, this is where I'm going to poke fun and at the human experience and all the weird shit that we do when a coach tells you, hey, by the way, you're going to have to go get rejected regularly 66% of the time for the rest of your career. And you're going to have to find a way to regulate and get through all the emotions and past traumas and discomfort in your body. And by the way, there's no way around it. And it doesn't matter what program that you buy or what coaches are telling you or what business gurus are telling you. There's no way around it. You have to master this. You got to jump in the pool and take the first stroke. And you will learn to love this. I love it. Our clients who are successfully signing clients love it. our team, everyone on our team, they love this. They can do this. They do this regularly. You can too. What I find is that you sit down to do connecting and invites and you feel cringy. We talked about this in a past episode. And then you don't do it. And what I'm asking you to do is hold your own feet to the fire. I'm going to give you some other scripts here. And try to find a way that feels good for you. This is not the time to start working on elaborate reels or to start a TikTok. Feel like you just need a TikTok or a YouTube. It's not enough. Like all of that's great, but it doesn't work if you can't tugboat because you don't have the skills to convert as a lighthouse yet. Right? So I'm going to give you another sample voice memo here. Hey, Susie, I've been thinking about you lately. How are you? I'd love to catch up soon. Do you have time within the next week to chat? This is great for people that you've had previous conversations with. This is not great for randos. This is how casual it can be. And then that would be more of a connection call where you could do an invite in person to them. And transparency works. You are building your business. Don't pretend like you're not. Yes, I am building my business. This is the way I'm doing it. I'm just serving people. And I'd love to serve you. And that way, you know, 6 months from now, when you're talking to somebody and they're struggling with XYZ, you immediately think of Laura Menard and you send them my way. And I just decided to build my business this way instead of spending a bunch of money on ads or becoming a social media influencer. I just really want to help people. People get that. That makes sense to them. So don't be transparent. Don't hide. Don't pretend. Say what you're doing transparently. Hey, Susie, I saw your name pop up on my post about pro bono coaching. Can I send you my calendar and get you scheduled? I'd love to hear more about what we could work on together. Hey, Susie, thank you so much for supporting my posts and my message. I'd love to connect with you and offer you one of my coveted pro bono spaces this month. I build my entire practice through word of mouth and referral from these sessions, and I wanted to give one to you. Hey, Susie, I see you've been liking my posts. Is there anything right now that you're currently working on or a topic you'd like to see more information about? Instead of me just making up what I think people want to hear, I want to know what people want to hear. Hey, Susie, I do this thing once in a while and I reach out to people I don't really know on my friends list and offer them a coaching session with me. I kind of used my intuition and today I was led to you. To be clear, I don't accept payment for these sessions and I won't try to sell you anything. Every time I do this, I seem to create some magic and I'm here for all the magic I can find. Okay. Now I know a lot of you are sitting there going, yeah, Laura, that sounds great when you do it, but I can't. I can't do that. And that would be like me saying, yeah, badass nurse that gets IVs every time. I can see that you're good at IVs, but I can't do it because I've never done it. Right? This is a skill that you can cultivate. This is a skill that you must cultivate. This is a skill that you cannot help people in your coaching practice if you don't cultivate. And so the goal here is to accept this, hold your own feet to the fire, and start. Start doing it. And I'm not going to sell you anything right this minute because this is not what this podcast is about. But I can also tell you that this is not best done alone. Because as you're doing this, it's like if connecting and inviting in this way that I'm teaching you is, we're going to pretend that it's mountain bike riding. And so I'm saying to you, I know you've never done this path before that has a lot of elevation changes and lots of rocks and lots of potentials to get hurt, but I'm going to ride right behind you because if you fall or if something happens, then I will get you fixed up and tell you what to expect. And the getting hurt in this analogy is having an experience that your body remembers of some kind of perceived rejection as a child. Like, I literally think that this stage of building your business is a one-way street to having to resolve almost all of your childhood trauma. It's so bizarre. I mean, there's no way for in marketing for us to say that, or there's no way for people to understand that. Like, it doesn't make sense that you're saying, Laura, that if I launch a nurse coaching practice, I can't just put myself out there. I have to get good at this activity that, by the way, in the meantime, is going to remind me of a lot of my childhood trauma and have a lot of uncomfortable feelings that I'm going to have to deal with while I'm still working a full-time job and being a mom and doing all the things. And I'm nodding my head saying, yes, this is why you shouldn't do it alone. Because it is hard emotionally. It's not hard physically. It's not a hard task to do. It doesn't take a lot of time. The faster we can get to neutral with this activity and not make it mean anything is fantastic. And here, I have some nurse coaches that can get there in a week, and I have some nurse coaches that takes 18 months to get to a place where they can do this process, some version of this process, without it making them want to shrivel up and crawl into a hole. And this is just the emotional state that we start our businesses in and our own personal experience and our personality types. I share openly that this was incredibly difficult for me and brought up a lot of fear that I really wasn't forthcoming about. I just kind of did it scared. Doing it scared works too. You know, if you're going to be a mountain bike rider, you can still go do the trail alone and figure it out. It's just not as easy, right? And so being in community while you're doing this can be so incredibly helpful. I'm going to stop there on kind of this idea that just putting yourself out there is not enough, that we have to put ourselves in the path of rejection and expect 66% of the time to be rejected, whatever that means. Okay. This brings up another thought, is like when you're a new coach, you're like, I don't even really know like who I coach or how I coach. I don't have a program yet. And so you're kind of in this just like beginner general coaching state. That's not ideal long-term, because to become the lighthouse, which by the way, all of you guys are in the middle of experiencing our lighthouse. Our podcast is a lighthouse. For those of you who really want to do this, but they want to get to the lighthouse stage, to get to the lighthouse stage, you have to have a targeted niche. And the fastest way to get to a targeted niche is through coaching. Once you've gotten to your targeted niche, then you find out what problem it is that you solve in the world better than anybody else. You figure out how to talk about this problem as it relates to your potential clients better than anyone else. You connect how this problem that you solve creates more money, more time, more peace, and more status. And you have 10 examples of this for all of them. And this permeates your messaging, your content. This permeates your language when you're talking to humans. This comes up effortlessly and seamlessly on your application calls and on your discovery calls. You start to go from obscurity to a thought leader to being really well known. That if you have this problem, you go to Laura Menard, or if you have this problem, you go to you. When you're there, then you don't have to go tugboat. Your lighthouse is built. It's high. People can see it, and it's constantly shining. And at the right time, people will come in and be like, I'm ready. Or I've been watching you for a year. I've been reading your content for months. And that's fun. I have some master mentees who are getting to that stage. Like, I have a few. So we see this in year two. I mean, we can see this at the end of year one too. But I give these like time horizons so that you're not expecting that. Like, that doesn't happen out of the gate. Now, sometimes we get lucky and people just buy our coaching and we have no idea what we're doing. And that's great too. So putting yourself out there is the first step. We have to say, here I am. This is what I do. This is the problem that I solve. But it's not enough. If we stop there and then start deciding that nobody wants coaching or nobody's interested and nothing's working, and I've posted my Practice Better link twice and nobody's booked a call, or I did a workshop and I emailed everybody after and nobody responded, one email is not enough. And in fact, it's a bad way to communicate. If you want to send a series of 10 emails after a workshop, fantastic. That's a better shot. But you're most likely going to be trying to text, message, or call people to follow up after a workshop because we're a really busy society on a hamster wheel and you have the attention spans of a rock. And so then the question is, well, I don't want to bug people. Okay, no one wants to bug people, but do you want to advocate? Do you want to advocate to the point where somebody says, I'm not interested? Because if you can advocate repetitively, you will get to help more people. If you want to help 100 people, you're not going to help 100 people by not following up. If you make the fear of not wanting to bug people be bigger than your desire to serve the world, you're never going to have a practice. We've got to like put things in perspective. All right. I also want to tell you, maybe if you're not driving, you're not working out, you're doing something where you could close your eyes for a moment. I also want you to imagine the moment where you know who you are as a coach. You've got some offers and programs that are so well done. You've done them 30 times. You know that they work. You don't even have to think about how you talk about it because you know the material in and out. And you're starting to see these patterns in human beings and your confidence that if someone's in front of you and you can take them through this process that's yours, that their lives will change. That's an incredible feeling of purpose and power, and your potential to impact the world is huge. And that's the goal here. Will you make a lot of money if you get there? Yes, it's the side effect of becoming that person. There's a side effect of mastering this. So anytime we can make that the goal, where we can give finances just some space to breathe someplace else, to make it secondary instead of primary, this whole thing feels better. For those of you who have a very strong belief that no one can afford coaching or can pay for coaching, first question I have for you is, have you hired a coach that was uncomfortable? Because if you never hired a coach that was an uncomfortable price to pay, you don't believe in it. No wonder you think no one else believes in it. So you kind of have to go first there. Secondly, wonderful book on money is the book, How to Solve All Your Money Problems Forever by Victor Bach. And this is like an old school manifestation book. It was given to me by Steve Hardison. It's fantastic. I did it 4 years ago. I think I really started working it. And, you know, I think we've at least 5x'd our net worth, and it's not all through coaching, it's through other ways as well. We've had lots of opportunities for money to come to us that are so wild and unseen. So this is not just like how to make money as a coach. This is how to change your relationship with this thing that we call money. It's how to heal your money story and to raise your money consciousness. And I think every entrepreneur has to master this. There's books like Think and Grow Rich. There's so many great books around money. But every successful entrepreneur has spent some time here because when you have to learn how to sell something and you have to learn how to accept payment directly, not through an employer, it's got to feel good for you, right? And so if you're going to have your hands that close on money transactions, learning to really understand what money is can be really helpful. So again, I'll name that book. It is How to Solve All of Your Money Problems Forever by Victor Bach. And you know, it's interesting. I'm sitting here finishing this podcast. It's like 30 minutes in. I just talked with no script for 30 minutes about all these things that I believe so deeply in, that I desperately want to just pour into new nurse coaches. I just want to get them through that door into the paid coaches club. And then I want to cultivate the belief that you belong there and that you belong there for good, that this becomes your permanent path. because I know if I can do that through this podcast, through our programs, through our material, through the research that we do, through our own coaching and being, if I can do that for you guys, that's really good for the world. It's great for you guys, like money freedom, time freedom, feeling deep, deep in your purpose, believing in yourself, knowing what's possible. That's great. But I get really turned on by thinking about all the people that you're going to tugboat into this, into some version of this for them. I mean, I'm all about creating an army of tugboat drivers that proudly go out into the community and have people experience their coaching, that have this deep understanding that this is advocacy and that there's a spiritual component, that the universe or God didn't put you on earth to clock in, clock out. You came here to change the world in some way, in the way that only you can. And if you're listening to this podcast, most likely coaching is a path for you. So hoping you're feeling pumped up. I would love any comments. You can email me at laura@thesuccessfulnursecoaches.com. I will respond. This is not my team. I'd love to hear how this particular episode hit you, what it made you feel, what it made you think, and any questions you have. If I've got a free resource, you're going to get it. I'm going to advocate, and then I'll keep tugboating until you come into our community and I can make sure that you're taken care of. I do that proudly. I do it without any hesitation. I do it with a smile on my face. And hopefully by the way that I do this for you guys, it teaches you how you can do it for your people too. All right. Happy Monday. I'll see you all in my inbox and come hang out in our free Facebook group. We'd love to see you there.
Are you ready to open your private practice this summer and make the leap into entrepreneurship? Introducing Make the Leap, our new offering by the Successful Nurse Coaches. Make the Leap is a four-month group coaching program that is designed to help you create your first paid client. Join our experienced lead coaches, Sean and Amy, as they guide you through the Successful Nurse Coach method, helping you create your first paid client in 30 days or less. Not only will you get access to our course that teaches you all the things on how to create clients in a non-icky way, we'll also be personalized mentorship, weekly group calls, and actionable steps to launch your business from just beginning into the paid coach club. Since we are not running new mentorship groups this summer, we didn't want to leave those of you who are ready to begin hanging out in space waiting for the next group to start. This group is a great way for new coaches who have yet to begin their coaching practice or for coaches who have 5 paid clients or less. This is the most affordable way to work with our team, so be sure to check out the link in the bio. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook.